At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker. The 2014 Agricultural Mechanics Repair and Maintenance Placement Proficiency winner is Danny Paul of the Pendleton FFA chapter in Oregon. Danny, tell us a little bit about how your FFA experience got started and how you got involved in the FFA.
Well, I got involved in the FFA through a lot of my friends in middle school, and one of my friend's big brother came in and said, this is the coolest thing to do, and I got kind of into it. And I got started in my SAE when my dad was taking me around in his log truck, and I'd get to grease for him and wash his truck, and I got a little better at doing that, and I'd start helping him mechanic on everything. And then I had a friend come up to me, and I started washing his truck, and I had a good little washing business going on there for a while. And then we got to rebuilding motors and doing all that kind of fun stuff, and that's kind of where it took me off to. So I just want to thank my parents. I love them very much, Troy and Donnie. I want to thank everybody who helped me. It's great.
So what do you think is something special or unique about your SAE that made you shine on that national stage today?
Oh, I don't know if there's anything special. It just comes with hard work and doing everything the best way you can, just like I was taught. And, you know, just do it the right way and, you know, do it your own. Don't, you know, work for what you have.
How are you feeling right now, having just been named the national winner in your proficiency area after so much hard work?
It feels great. It really, truly does mean that hard work does pay off in the end. So I'm jittery. It's a good deal.
What are your future plans now that your time in the blue and gold jacket is coming to a close? What are your future plans and career success coming up?
Well, like I said, I'm going to school at Blue Mountain Community College in the diesel tech program right now, and I want to finish that and go out and become a diesel technician. I mean, I just love working on stuff, so like that's my plans.
What is a piece of advice that you would like to give to a young FFA member who was maybe in shoes similar to your own that saw you up there being announced as the national winner and really inspired them? What advice would you give to that FFA member?
Probably just do it the right way, the best way that you can, and give it all you got. Jump in with both feet and don't leave nothing behind. Lay it all out there. You can't go wrong. At least at the end of the day, you know you did the best you could possibly do for what you did.
What is one of the biggest things that you learned or gained through your SAE and your FFA experience? What's something that you will take with you from your time in the FFA?
Probably responsibility. Just learning everything and being responsible and becoming a responsible adult. I mean, I have many people to thank for that, but that's a big deal in the FFA, is being responsible for yourself and for others.
Is there anyone other than who you've already mentioned that you'd like to thank for their help and support to help you get to where you are today?
Oh, absolutely. I'd like to thank everybody that I ever worked for. I'd love to thank all my family, Scott, Don, Whitney, Chris, my two grandmas, my grandpa, all my family, everybody that I worked for, Jason Hill, Paul Goodwin, the Goodwin family, they helped me out a lot. Bill Weisenflew, Bill Corley, Joe Nash and Nash Contracting, he helped me out a lot. And if I missed anybody, I'm sorry. I can't hardly think straight right now, but everybody knows who they are and they know they helped me, and I appreciate that very much.
So explain to me exactly what your SAE project included.
It pretty much included just from what I do on the weekends and after school of working on stuff. And every time everybody see me drive through town, they'd see my pickup, and you know, something was always done with it, or you know, trying to fix something or helping people out. I always get calls, and you know, that's just pretty much what I did, is just work on stuff. That's what I like to do. So,
well, congratulations again.
Thank you very much.
The Agricultural Mechanics Repair and Maintenance Placement is sponsored by Tractor Supply Company and Universal Technical Institute. At the 87th National FFA Convention and Expo, I'm Courtney Gerstenecker.